From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City. Hey, Felix.
Hey, Jasmine. We've had a busy month with our Black History Month coverage, but in the meantime, I gotta tell you, the CDs have been stacking up. We have a ton of new music to get through today.
We have new releases by Calle 13, by Ana Tijoux. Did you bring something by La Santa Cecilia?
I have something by La Santa Cecilia, as well as a couple of what we'll call discoveries.
So right now we're listening to Dominican Republic's Harina de Marco. And if it sounds familiar, it's because it's a remake of a very awesome merengue song. Everyone knows, everyone has heard it at a party. It's called El Venao. So Felix, as we were preparing for this show, I was trying to figure out, you know, how to translate the concept of El Venao.
And what'd you come up with?
Well, it kind of is like it's like the Shakespearean term, or like that old English term, cuckold. It means if you're a cornudo, like you have horns, it means someone is cheating on you. And el venao is like a reindeer, right? So like with really big horns. So it's like the whole song is this guy being like, you know, everyone in my neighborhood says I'm que soy un cornudo, que soy un venao, like that you're cheating on me. Tell me it isn't true. And I don't know, Harina de Marco has been doing some really great covers. Remember that she did what song did she do? I Put a Spell on You, remember?
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah, she does really great covers. I mean, her covers are like really improving on the original, which is rare for a cover. You know, we get a lot of CDs of like bands doing covers and it's just like, okay, you know, why bother? It's just kind of a remake. But this is really good. I'm actually really curious to hear some of her original material now.
It's only March and there's already a great lineup of great new releases from bands that we're very, very excited about. And we're going to continue with a great new album from Ana Tijoux.
And this is the song Vengo, which is the same title as the album. And the reason I love this song is that it sets the mood for the album in such a great way. It really starts off the record on a good note. I was listening to another record recently, which I'm not going to mention, but it was a good record. My problem was that it started so slow. It started with like kind of the weakest tunes of the album. And what Ana Tijoux did is she just started off with a bang. Like she starts off the record on a really good foot. This is Vengo.
Vengo, en busca de respuestas, con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo. como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros, con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera. Vengo para mirar de nuevo, para ver lo cierto y despertar el ojo ciego, sin miedo. Tú y yo descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron, con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada. Vengo sin temor a no perder nada. Vengo como el niño que busca de su morada la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada. Vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo humano, vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria. Cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia, y abrimos así nuestros brazos tan encadilados, y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo, donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos. Venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo a mirar. De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo, vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo.
Fee, you know what I love about this album? I love that she is really taking Andean, indigenous Andean music and putting the spotlight it deserves. I think, you know, I've discussed on the show previously that one of my musical peeves is how Andean indigenous music, as well as Brazilian music, I'll say, has been kind of cornered into this world music place by certain record labels, and it's just been placed in this really bland elevator music, shopping mall background music type thing, which is ridiculous because Andean music, like pan flute, all that like Inca music is fantastic, and it's really feisty and sweet, and it has personality. And it's like just the same with Brazilian music. And I think it's awesome that in this album, she took that style, like those flutes, and like placed some great hip hop beats, some great lyrics on it, and really is shining this awesome spotlight. And it's not surprising. We had her on as a guest DJ not so long ago. And so much of what she brought, in addition to jazz, was Andean folk music.
This is a perfect time for us to announce that we're going to have a first listen on the album on March 11, which means that you can stream the album. You can hear it a week before it's released on the 18th, so you can hear for yourself. You guys are going to love this album.
And I should also mention to our audience that South by Southwest is coming in Austin, Texas. And Felix, do you want to give people the very special date that we have with Ana Tijoux? We're going to be recording a live show with her on stage. Audiences are invited to come check it out. Felix, when is that going to happen?
Thursday, March 13th at 2 p.m. at the Austin Convention Center. As you said, it's part of South by Southwest, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have about an hour to talk to her specifically about this new album. If you can't make it to Austin, don't worry. We're going to have the conversation as part of our show the very next day on Friday, March 14th. So stand by for that because we're both very excited about it.
Well, you know, Vengo is such a energetic and feisty song that I thought we should follow up with something, you know, equally full of life. And I discovered this artist. His name is Silva. He's from Brazil, and he has this really cool song called Janeiro, which means January.
Você fingiu que nem ligou. Não dê bola, o dia tá lindo. Vem pra fora, mesmo fingindo. Quem te amou, te amou. Quem não te amou, que bobeou.
You know what's what I was thinking, Felix? That's super cool. Last week's show was about saudade, like kind of like that melancholy feeling in Portuguese. And this week's show is super upbeat and like summer is here. We're going to a gazillion music festivals.
And I'm listening to Brazilian music a little differently, I must say, after having that extensive conversation with Beko Granoff and Luciana Souza about Saudade, even to the point of with contemporary music like the one you brought in and this next track that I brought in from a band called Bossa Cuca Nova. And this is called, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it in Portuguese.
God, we are the worst with Portuguese.
I know, man.
We are just the worst.
I know.
Na sua presença, meu prezado rapaz, mas você vai mal, mas vai mal demais. São 10 horas, o samba está quente, deixa a morena contente, deixa a menina sambar em paz. Não queria jogar confete, mas tenho que dizer, cê tá de lascar, ah, cê tá de doer. Vai continuar enrustido com essa cara de marido. A moça é capaz de se aborrecer. Por trás de um homem triste há sempre uma mulher feliz. Atrás dessa mulher, meu homem sempre tão gentil. Por isso, para o seu bem, ou tire ela da cabeça, ou mereça a moça que você tem. Se é pra ficar exultante, meu querido rapaz, mas aqui ninguém te aguenta mais. São 3 horas, o samba está quente, deixa a morena contente, deixa a menina sambar em paz. Por trás de um homem triste há sempre uma mulher feliz. E atrás dessa mulher, meu homem sempre tão gentil. Por isso, para o seu bem, ou tire ela da cabeça, ou mereça a moça que você tem. Por estar na sua presença, meu prezado rapaz, mas você vai mal demais. São 6 horas, o samba está quente, deixa a morena com a gente, deixa a menina sambar em paz. Por trás de um homem triste há sempre uma mulher feliz. Atrás dessa mulher, meu homem sempre tão gentil. Por isso, para o seu bem, ou tire ela da cabeça, ou mereça, ou mereça, ou mereça a moça que você tem.
that intro is so at odds with the meat of the song.
I'm so glad you brought it up, because that's what I'm going to do a really short musical DNA on. That drum fill at the beginning is from one of my all-time favorite bands, Tower of Power. So what I've done, I'm going to play you a little bit of the intro as you heard it, and then the Tower of Power song, and then the song again, so you can hear how they mix it together. And you're right, the intro doesn't really fit. When I listen very closely, I can hear how they got a little bit of bossa nova out of that funk groove. So check this out.
Okay, let's see.
Here's the beginning of that track again with the sample drum fill. Okay, now here's the original drum riff. This groove is super syncopated. And now just a little bit of the rest of the song with that great horn section. And now back to the sample. Listen how they completely changed the feel of the song. They stopped the drum fill right in the middle before he finished, and then just dropped it right into that thing that Beckel always tells us about, that nice boom, chaka-boom, chaka-boom. It was a brilliant, brilliant sample. Hats off to these guys. Bossa Cucanova, the album's called Our Kind of Bossa. You know, they've been around for about 15 years in Brazil doing electro bossa nova. The album is full of other kind of samples and a lot of different things, but really, really like this record. Now, let's get to that new Calle 13 record.
So, last week we premiered the Calle 13's new album, Multiviral, and it's an album with several musical gems on it. I think, you know, it's like a very introspective album in which the band is kind of looking inward and at, like, the price tag of their fame. I mean, the reality is they're one of the most beloved bands in Latin America, and they're one of the most hated bands because of their political stances. But anyway, I think the album has a lot of great songs, and this is one of my favorite. It's called Adentro, or Inside.
Sé que mis rimas a veces causan disgusto. Cuando mis neuronas corren, hasta yo mismo me asusto. Mis respuestas pueden ser tan agresivas que hasta las letras me huyen porque tienen miedo de que las escriba. No tengo rifles pa' matarte, solo basta con la pista. Convierto letras en ideas como un ilusionista. En una línea te mato, te fracturo, te lesiono y en la siguiente te resucito cuando te menciono. Eso es parte de mi arte, que todo el mundo sepa que estas rimas son pa' ti sin tener que mencionarte. Y no lo hago pa' evitar el roce. Lo hago para no hacerte famoso en los países donde nadie te conoce. Después de ver cómo se mueven las guerras y la guerrilla, ¿tú crees que le voy a tener miedo a tu pandilla? Dispara cuando quieras, raperito maleantoso. Aquí no gana el más maleante, gana el más ingenioso. En tu cabeza tú eres un narco buscado por la policía y tus pistolas son como los unicornios de fantasía. No hay problema en que tengas enemigos imaginarios, pero sí en que los chamaquitos crean que eres un sicario. Tú no has vivido tres carajos de dificultad en tu vida. A ti no te faltó la escuela, no te faltó comida. Si la gente del Congo hubiera tenido tus oportunidades, estarían graduados de las mejores universidades. Si te llevo de excursión para la Central Africana, luego de ver la guerra sales cantando líricas cristianas. Allá tu ropita de rapero, tu gorrita de béisbol y tu cadenita de maleante se derriten con el sol. O te llevo para Siria pa' que sientas los bombazos y veas cómo dejaron a los chamaquitos sin brazos. ¿Qué vas a hacer cuando a tu hijo lo pillen en la disco y sin delicadeza con una AK le exploten la cabeza? ¿O que le borren la cara a tu hermano de forma violenta? ¿O que limpian a tu mai con la corta y la 40? Tú eres bruto, cabrón, rapeando sobre cómo volar sesos en un país donde te matan por robarte un peso. No soy un santo rapeando, mucho menos caballero. En algún momento rimando ahorqué a 10 marineros, pero en ese caso es diferente incitar al desorden, porque cuando la tiranía es ley, la revolución es orden.
Adentro, adentro, bien adentro te la dejé. Adentro, 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 bien adentro te la dejé. Adentro, 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 bien adentro te la dejé. Adentro, 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 bien adentro te la dejé. Adentro.
Me quieres tirar
escuchar? Acá te dejo un par de acertijos. Le tengo miedo a las cucarachas y a los lagartijos. No me suenan hacen años en la fucking radio en Puerto Rico. He sacado ya 5 discos y todavía no soy rico. Unos me llaman comunista, demagogo 100%. La ultraderecha me odia, la ultraizquierda también. Mi desempeño sexualmente está por el suelo. Después de burlarme de los calvos me estoy quedando sin pelo. Le dije hijo de puta al gobernador y aunque se lo merecía, en mi interior me arrepentí y no lo dije hasta hoy día. Antes de entender las desigualdades de las personas, me compré un Maserati usado que ahora no funciona. Tengo jodido el crédito, no me venden ni un café. Por eso para pagar otra mensualidad prefiero andar a pie. Soy como los boxeadores, manejo mal el dinero. Invierto todo en mi carrera porque el arte va primero. Soy el más lento de mi familia, no soy brillante. Lucho por la educación y nunca fui buen estudiante. Le tengo fobia a los aviones, me gusta la política. Aunque diga que no me importan, me duelen las críticas. A mi mejor amigo lo mataron en un cuartel. Tengo mucho que escribir y poco papel. Mi honestidad es color transparente. Me puedes ver por dentro con solo mirarme de frente. Puedes tratar de tirarme y hacer el intento, aunque para seguir siendo honesto, yo soy el mejor en esto.
Adentro, adentro, bien adentro, te la dejé adentro. 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 Adentro, adentro, bien adentro, te la dejé adentro.
It's very different for them. I mean, it is really introspective. And like this song is just kind of talking about, you know, regretting some stuff he's said in the past. And like just the price of being that that well known in Latin America, you know, like criticism does hurt. And, you know, getting death threats for some of his political stances. I actually got a chance to catch up with him over the phone with René Pérez Joglar, the lead vocalist of Calle 13. So, and I asked him, you know, about how this album is so introspective. What was up with that?
Bueno, él sí siento un peso. Siempre lo sentí desde que empezó. El peso lo empecé a sentir. No desde el principio, a pesar de que había sacado Querido FBI ya, lo empecé a sentir cuando ya salió el segundo disco con Pal Norte y Los Emigrantes. Y lo sentí tan pronto. La primera persona me vino a decir, mira, puedes decir esto en el concierto porque está pasando esto. Y pues lo empecé a hacer y de momento se convirtió en algo que tenía que hacer porque ya lo había hecho antes. Y cada vez se hizo más grande la carga y a mí no me molestaba. Pero pues llega el punto en que por hacerlo tanto y tanto, la gente ya se acostumbra y ya lo esperan. Y si no lo haces, porque de verdad no tienes el ánimo, pues lo extrañan y te lo sacan en la cara y te dicen, mira, que no dijiste esto. Y bueno, pero es que hoy no estaba para eso. Pero pues la gente ya te está viendo como una figura así y hay gente que se deprime y piensa que, o sea, te sacan del lugar donde estás y te engrandecen más de la cuenta, o la misma prensa también exagera con los titulares y entonces la gente se cree que yo me creo que soy un revolucionario y yo no me creo eso, pero pues la prensa lo dice, entonces se confunde todo y me ponen más peso.
So basically, you know, what he was telling me about, I asked him about how this is such a reflective album, Felix. And what he said is, you know, Calle 13, since they started in the early 2000s, they've never really had a chance to stop and think about how they've become this phenomenon, like the new voice of the Latin American left, you know? Like they've just totally inherited the position that, you know, troubadours like Rubén Blades and Silvio Rodríguez used to have, even Mercedes Sosa. And, you know, this was an album in which they got to stop and think about it. And, you know, what he was just telling us about is for audiences who don't speak Spanish, you know, that just that that's a really heavy weight that he has always felt, you know, the weight of like being the political band in Latin America that is best known. Of course, there's a ton, an infinite amount of political bands, but they're definitely the ones that get radio play. And, you know, like that it comes at a price, that he's gotten death threats, that people have accused him of having an overinflated ego, of like thinking he's a revolutionary. And at the end of the day, he is just an artist, you know?
I'm so enjoying watching these guys grow up and listening to their views mature, listening to their lyrics mature, listening to the music, everything. It's just, this album is definitely a major step and certainly a great listen.
And if you think about it, they did have like this really unusual direction, you know, like a lot of bands that we know of as like super socially conscious and political started off that way. This is a band that started, I mean, definitely they did. Their first big song was Querido FBI, you know, protesting the killing of Puerto Rican independence activist Filiberto Ojeda Ríos. I mean, that was a very political song for sure. But they really started off doing like these really raunchy sexual club hits. And then, like, if you see the evolution, like their last album and this album, there's not that's barely there, honestly. It's just they've become really like very political and very thoughtful. And I think it's really genuine, you know, like they could have kept on doing those, you know, grinding club hits, but they just decided to take it in a totally different direction. And it is really cool to see an artist just say, I want to go in this direction. Well, Fee, I wanted to ask you that. I mean, you are really familiar with all these like 70s bands that were part of movements. Is there any band that you would compare to that, like that type of evolution of like started off doing something really fun and light and then really took on that role?
Well, I think that any of the bands that that were recognized for their politics, and in particular Ruben Blades, you know, he started out with Rey Barreto's band singing straight ahead salsa with the Fania Records, you know, in the 70s. But it's there in the vinyl. It's there in the music. You can see his trajectory, his understanding of what's going on in the world and his reflection on it in the music. And then it became a lot more poetic, and then it became a lot more, not strident, but it was artful in the way of exclaiming a stance, but doing it through a story. And the best artists do that. I mean, Bob Dylan did that way back when through his folk music, and then eventually through when he started playing rock and roll. So all of these musicians who take on that role, it's an evolution. And if you're born with that and you start there, it's too clumsy. You're making a statement and it's not artistic. So I prefer to see these artists grow into these roles and grow into their place in the world and start to question it through their music and then make their statements. But it has to be artistic in order to bring me along. And this album and this band is artistic. And like I said, from the perspective of a 50-year-old looking back on these 30-year-olds, it's going to be fun to watch them get older.
Well, and you know, I mean, it's not for everyone. Not everyone has to have this political voice. I mean, some people just want to have a good time and make fun music to entertain and to get people's mind off of stuff. And that's okay too. And that's kind of the next track you brought up.
This is from the band Master Blaster Sound System from Austin, Texas. They have a new album out. This is a track called Arikitan.
¿Sabes lo que pasa cuando dices que me quieres? Que si sabes lo que pasa cuando dices que me quieres. You know what happens when you tell me you love me. You know what happens. You know what happens when you tell me you love me. You know what happens. You know what happens when you tell me you love me. You know what happens. You know what happens when you tell me you love me. You know what happens. Know what happens. Know what happens.
cuando dices que me quieres.
You know what happened, know what happened, know what happened.
Okay, so I don't remember, and I need our listeners to help me, but that line is like a remix or like a throwback to a Spanish rap line from, like, a disco rap line, I think from like the early 80s, and I just don't remember who it is. So if listeners can write in and help me out, or maybe I'll remember by the time the show goes up.
It'll be too late by then. Let's just count on our listeners, because I don't know the tune. The Master Blaster Sound System, like I said, they're from Austin, Texas. They describe themselves as the nexus of cumbia, crunk, roots norteño, and deep club tracks.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's three people, DJ Deuce, Brian Ramos, and Ceci Trevino. They have a great new video to go with that we're going to premiere on the website. It's a lot of fun. You can see it at npr.org/altlatino.
And if you remember who that Spanish rap song is, write us on Facebook or Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And now it's time for another new track from a band that we really like a lot. La Santa Cecilia finally has a new album out, and they have had one hell of a year. They've won the Latin Grammy. They traveled all over the place. They've been all over the country performing, winning people over with their music, one fan at a time. That was strictly on just one album, but they finally somehow managed to put together a second album. It's called Something New, and this is the first single from it. It's called Cumbia Morada.
Me lo llevo. Si me gusta, me lo quedo y me lo traigo a casa. Con el humo de tus besos, yo ni voy a darme cuenta que las horas pasan. He esperado 4 días. Por el suelo, nos cruzamos el desierto como 2 camellos. Resucita hasta el abuelo, el perfume de la nube todo lo hace de yo. No me llamen de la tierra.
Me quiero bajar.
We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs we played on the show today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Let me know who that Spanish rap band was. Now I'm not going to get it out of my head until I find out. I hate when that happens.
We just loaded a bunch of new songs to our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio. You can hear that at npr.org/music. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington.
And I'm Jasmine Garz in Mexico City.
This has been Alt Latino. We're going to end the show this week by noting the passing of Paco de Lucía, a musician truly beyond category, as Duke Ellington used to say. He was a modern master of flamenco who introduced guitar virtuosity into a genre that was traditionally a vocalist's art. He passed away in Mexico last week at the very young age of 66 years old. This is a track from 1967 with the Spanish saxophonist Pedro Iturralde called Soleares. It's a perfect example of how he always pushed himself and flamenco to new places while never forgetting the tradition of his home in Andalusia. Que descanses en paz, maestro. Thank you.